The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. As usual, got a couple of items to note nationally. Understatement might be part of our first item. Tom Hanks told People magazine recently that at least four of his movies are pretty good. The actor did note that movie making is the greatest job in the world. Hanks currently boasts 94 acting credits on IMDb. He began his career in the 1980s, and his most prominent films include Castaway, Saving Private Ryan, and Forrest Gump. Yeah, I'd say he made a few pretty good movies. Grammy Award-winning rapper Coolio has died. He was 59. The musician, whose full name was Artis Leon Ivey Jr., found incredible success with the Grammy Award-winning song Gangsta Paradise. And through his debut album, It Takes a Thief, released in 1994, and which featured the song Fantastic Voyage. It's still early in the investigation, but authorities say it's likely a non-suspicious death. All right, let's look at the schedule for the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Right now, through October 2nd, Frozen, from the producer of The Lion King and Aladdin. Frozen, the Tony-nominated Best Musical, is now on tour across North America. Thursday, October 6th, funny lady, I mean really funny, Wanda Sykes, an Emmy-winning stand-up comic, writer, actress, and producer, who's been entertaining audiences for over 20 years. She has ranked among Entertainment Weekly's 25 funniest people in America, and her peers have called her one of the funniest stand-up comics in the field today. Friday, October 7th, it's Brandi Carlile at DPAC, a special solo performance. After two hard-fought decades in the making, Carlile is in the midst of experiencing the biggest highs of her acclaimed career thus far. From a show-stealing debut at the 61st Grammy Awards to her first sold-out arena show at Madison Square Garden to an ever-growing number of awards and accolades, all-star collaborations, and countless other staggering achievements. Coming up Saturday, October 8th, it's Father John Misty with special guest Suki Waterhouse. Joshua Michael Tillman is best known by his stage name, Father John Misty. He's an American musician, singer, songwriter, and record producer. He has also performed and released studio albums under the name J. Tillman. This is his first appearance at DPAC. Sunday, October 9th, Tarn Wells with special guests Aaron Cole and Lakewood Music. Wells is a 10-time Grammy nominee and platinum-selling recording artist. He brings his energy, life-impacting live show with the Joy in the Morning tour. Tuesday, October 11th, Government Mule with Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs. Having galvanized a global fan base with their honest, organic, and daring music and improvisational virtuosity, has them recognized as one of the most timeless, revered, and active bands in the world. Wednesday, October 12th, Wardrunna is a Norwegian music constellation dedicated to creating musical renditions of ancient Norse and Nordic traditions. Saturday, October 15th, Diana Krall, Grammy Award-winning and multi-platinum jazz singer. Krall is the only jazz singer to have 8 albums debut at the top of the Billboard Jazz Albums chart. All right, also coming up, Sunday, October 16th, Steve Martin and Martin Short. You won't believe what they look like today. Tuesday through Sunday, October 18th through the 23rd, it's the musical Annie. Monday, October 24th, Daniel Howell. Thursday, October 27th, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Friday, October 8th, Marcus Mumford with special guest The A's. Saturday, October 29th, Jonathan Van Ness. Sunday, October 30th, Straight No Chaser, the 25th anniversary celebration. All right, time to take a look at the schedule for Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Monday, October, we'll do this one first. Friday and Saturday, October 7 and 8, Cirque Dances with Troupe Vertigo. This is North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Monday, October 10th, Trash Taste, the Trash Taste Boys. Joey, Garnet, and Connor have infiltrated the U.S. Come and watch them on stage as they talk, rant, and discuss just about everything and anything. Tuesday through Sunday, October 11th through the 16th at Duke Energy Center, Sister Act. This is from North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. October 13th through the 30th, Dracula from Carolina Ballet. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, October 14th, Friday Favorites. Beethoven Symphony No. 3, Eroica, North Carolina Symphony. Friday Favorites is a noon performance at Maymandy Concert Hall. Then, Friday evening, the symphony is back for another performance of Beethoven Symphony No. 3, Eroica, also at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, October 21st, Chris D'Elia Live. Chris has become one of the most in-demand performers in comedy. His highly successful podcast, Congratulations with Chris D'Elia, has been a mainstay on iTunes comedy podcast charts since its debut in 2017. His performance is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd, Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 22nd, Chavo Rucos. Sunday, October 23rd, Weird Al Yankovic. The unfortunate return of the ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour with special guest Emo Phillips. Also, Sunday, October 23rd, Deep Greenwood, The Hidden Truth of Black Wall Street. Monday and Tuesday, October 24 and 25, The Blue Man Group. October 28th, Dropkick Murphys. October 28th and 29th, The Music of Harry Potter from the North Carolina Symphony. Okay, now we'll go back over to Durham and the schedule for Carolina Theater. It's on West Morgan Street in Durham. Okay, Wednesday, October 12th, Craig Ferguson, the Fancy Rascal Tour. Ferguson is a multiple Grammy-nominated Peabody and Emmy Award-winning actor, writer, producer, director, and comedian with a diverse career that encompasses film, television, and the stage. Thursday, October 13th, Here Come the Mummies, the Pyramid Scream Tour. It's an eight-piece funk rock band of 5,000-year-old Egyptian mummies with a one-track mind. Their terrifying funk from beyond the grave is sure to get you into them and possibly vice versa. Some say they were cursed after deflowering a great pharaoh's daughter. Others claim they are reincarnated Grammy-winning studio musicians. Saturday, October 15th, Pierce Freelon, Black to the Future. Pierce is a Grammy-nominated musician, actor, and educator. This interactive mixed-media performance of Afrofuturism, progressive soul, and hip-hop jazz honors four generations of the Freelon family values, such as keeping an attitude of gratitude. This is a family Saturday series event. It starts at 11 a.m. Then Saturday, October 15th, and Monday, October 17th, A Walk in August. This is a journey of self-reflection and friendship between Broadway actor, director, and educator James A. Williams and Pulitzer Prize-winning American playwright August Wilson. Williams explores his life experiences mirrored with the many roles he has portrayed in Wilson's plays. Wilson is best known for his series of 10 plays collectively called The Pittsburgh Cycle, which chronicles the experiences and heritage of the African-American community in the 20th century. There are two performances of this, Saturday, October 15th at 7:30, and then on Monday, it's part of the Arts Discovery Series, and it starts at 11 a.m. Wednesday, October 19th, Joe Satriani, Earth Tour. The guitarist challenged himself to create a new standard for instrumental guitar albums to be measured against, one which would work from a new platform of his own design, as he terms it. I want to show people that the instrumental guitar album can contain far more complexity of creative elements than I think people are using right now. Friday, October 21st, it's the Wallflowers. Saturday, October 22nd, Brent Cobb and Hayes Carl getting together. Sunday, October 23rd, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Monday, October 24th, Josh Gates live. Tuesday, October 25th, The Emperor's New Clothes. This is part of the Arts Discovery Series. And there are two shows, 9:45 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Thursday, October 27th, Dance Theater of Harlem. It's now in its sixth decade. And there are two performances of it as well, 11 o'clock, part of the Arts Discovery Educational Series, and again at 8 p.m. Finally, Carolina Theater, Sunday, October 30th, Gypsy Kings featuring Nicholas Reyes. All right, Raleigh Little Theater, their next production runs October 22nd through the 30th. The surprising story of the three little pigs. All right, what would happen if three classic fairy tales, The Three Little Pigs, The Three Billy Goats Gruff, and Goldilocks and the Three Bears, got a little mixed up between Once Upon a Time and Happily Ever After. When the pigs start to wonder what life would be like if the wolf were not always at their door, the billy goats gruff grow tired of trip-trapping over the troll's bridge, and Papa Bear realizes he's had enough of meddlesome little Goldilocks. The three trios join forces and swap a few things around. Again, that performance running from October 22nd through October 30th. Then, in December, it's Cinderella, December 2nd through the 18th. This holiday tradition returns for its 38th year. That's quite an accomplishment. Raleigh Little Theater. Okay, checking the schedule at Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, October 5th, Pressing Strings at 8 o'clock. Thursday, October 6th, Jason Adamo Band with Matt O'Ree Band and John Sierra Jr., 8 o'clock. Friday, October 7th, Boy Named Sue Record Release Show with Zephrenthes and Halftones at 9. Saturday, October 8th, a benefit for Interact, featuring the band Next Door, Lauren Nicole, and more. That show starts at 12:30. Then that evening at 9, the Pseudo Cowboys with Mackenzie Van Oss and the Violet Exploit. Once again, that's at 9 on Saturday, October 8th. Sunday, October 9th, benefit concert for St. John's Community Engagement Center. That starts at 2. Then that evening, again October 9th, Haunting at Poorhouse Circus Show. It starts at 8. Tuesday, October 11th, Gen X, 90s Rock with Jumble Jumble, a White Stripes tribute. That's at 8 o'clock. Also at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, October 12th, Arkansas. Thursday, October 13th, Late Notice with Green Street and Caffeine Daydream. That's at 8 o'clock. Friday, October 14th, Mama's Love and the Orange Constant. Show starts at 9. Saturday, October 15th, The Bleeding Hearts with Ravagers, The Girls, and Temp Agency at 8 o'clock. And then Sunday, October 16th, Caleb Cottle with Kate Rudy and Eva Lavallo at 8 o'clock. And this is a partially seated event. Okay, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, Saturday, October 8th, Judah and the Lion, Happy Again Tour. Tuesday, October 11th, Sammy Ray and the Friends. Saturday, October 15th, Chelsea Cutler, When I Close My Eyes Tour. Tuesday, October 18th, Mother Mother, 2022 Fall Tour USA. Wednesday, October 19th, Pusha T. Friday, October 21st, Hippocampus with special guests. And Saturday, October 29th, Nico Moon, Coastin Tour. And we've got the Lincoln Theater rundown. Of course, the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Thursday, October 6th, Nikki Lane, Denim and Diamonds Tour, starts at 8:30. Friday, October 7th, the Mersive Experience Tour with Lost in the South, Black Carly, and Zeta. That starts at 9:30. Saturday, October 8th, the Petty Thieves. It's a Tom Petty tribute band with Bad Incorporated, and it all starts at 8:30. Thursday, October 13th, the Battle of the Broker Bands. That excitement starts at 6. Friday, October 14th, St. Aug's Homecoming Kickoff Party featuring the Nito Band, 10. Saturday, October 15th, Harvey Street, The Nasty Habits, and Balsa Gliders, and that all starts at 8 o'clock. Okay, a couple of amphitheaters start with Coca Booth, and their seasons are slowly but surely winding down. Wednesday, October 5th at Coca Booth, Snapback. This is part of the Pickin' in the Pines music series. Saturday, October 8th, Humsub Diwali 2022, the Festival of Lights. And Saturday, October 15th, North Carolina Wine Festival. At PNC Arena, Thursday, October 6th, Dr. David Jeremiah featuring the Gaither Vocal Band. Friday, October 7th, Cat Williams, 2023 and Me Tour. Thursday, October 13th, Prime Time with the Pack. The NC State men's and women's basketball teams are set to host their annual Prime Time with the Pack preseason event at 8 o'clock on the 13th. This year's event will have a new twist, as it will be hosted in conjunction with the opening night of the North Carolina State Fair and will take place on the PNC Arena Plaza across from Carter Finley Stadium. All right, Tuesday, October 18th at PNC Arena, Greta Van Fleet, Dream in Gold Tour 2022 with Duran Jones and the Indications and Crownlands. Thursday, November 3rd, Reba McEntire with special guest Terry Clark. Sunday, November 13th, funny man Adam Sandler live. Wednesday through Saturday, December 7th through the 10th, Disney on Ice presents Frozen and Encanto. And Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Three shows at Red Hat Amphitheater, Friday, October 7th. It's Maxwell, the Night Tour, with special guest Ash Miner. Thursday, October 20th, Co Wetzel. And then Friday, October 28th, Band Together with the Turnpike Troubadours. A little bit about the North Carolina State Fair, because it's only 2 to 3 weeks away. The fair is October 13th through the 23rd. Great event for thrilling rides, all kinds of food to choose from, animals to see, attractions to enjoy, music to hear, and events that show off all North Carolina has to offer. Again, that is October 13th through the 23rd. Okay, comedians at Raleigh Improv in the next few weeks, Thursday through Sunday, October 6th through the 9th, it is Arnez J. To those in the know, Arnez J is quickly emerging as one of the hottest, most talked about comedic artists in the game. Friday through Sunday, October 14th through the 16th, Pete Lee. Pete was the first stand-up comedian to get a standing O on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Tuesday, October 18th, Doug Stanhope. His material ranges from true life graphic perversion to volatile social criticism. Thursday through Saturday, October 20th through the 22nd, Guy Tory. Guy has been seen on BET's Comic View, Comedy Central's Premium Blend, Showtime at the Apollo, and Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam. Thursday through Saturday, October 27th through the 29th, Mo Ammer, an Arab-American stand-up comedian, actor, and writer known for his iconic work with the comic troupe Allah Made Me Funny. All shows, 18+. Good Nights Comedy, Wednesday, October 5th, Catherine Blanford. She shares true confessions of a washed-up pediatric waste management specialist, otherwise known as a nanny, and the war stories from the front lines of brunch. Thursday through Saturday, October 6th through the 8th, it's Well-Read Comedy Tour with Trey Crowder, a.k.a. the Liberal Redneck, Corey Ryan Forrester, the Buttercream Dream, and Drew Morgan, the Ginger Ninja. They're a stand-up comedy and writing trio. Sunday, October 9th, Orlando Jones, he's proven himself as a masterful storyteller with writing, producing, and acting credits. Tuesday and Wednesday, October 11 and 12, Mateo Lane. Mateo is currently developing an animated series, Kick-Ass Drag Queen, together with Bob the Drag Queen, Gary Sanchez, and Unicorn Island Productions. Thursday through Saturday, October 13th through the 15th, Chappelle Lacey. Chappelle was cheerleading competitively for the University of Louisville when someone dared him to take the stage as a comedian, and he never looked back. Wednesday, October 19th, Steve Hofstetter, an author, columnist, and comedian. Steve is often called the hardest working man in show business, with all due respect to the late James Brown, one of the top booked acts on the college circuit, the original writer for collegehumor.com, and he's also released a total of six, count them, six albums. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.